Down the pitch. And Encarnacion with a drive deep left field. Reyes back, track. Wall jumps up, and it is gone. It's a home run. Encarnacion had stopped running before he got to first. He thought it had been caught. It's a homer for Edwin Encarnacion, his 24th. And it's a 6-1 Indians lead in the seventh. Reyes got back to that wall, jumped up, and just couldn't quite grab it. As the home run is the third for the Indians today, and they've hit two off Daniel Stumpf this weekend.
There you go, a little bit of home run calls. I give that to you, Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, who joins us this morning courtesy of Dale's Market in Delhi with our Tribe Talk and Tickets because of yesterday being the induction of Jim Thome. So why not throw some home run calls in since our home
very
run?
Very appropriate, very appropriate. Good morning, boys. The Tribe wins 2 out of 3 in Detroit. 9-game lead in the American League Central as we head to Minnesota for 3 big games and then come home for a 7-game homestand that also includes 4 against the Minnesota Twins. So 7 against the guys chasing us in the division, so we really could separate ourselves in the next couple weeks, the top of the American League Central. But the weekend does belong to Jim Thome. We were honored to be there with him in Cooperstown. Drove home after the ceremonies. Just an absolutely wonderful weekend celebrating one of the greatest Indians players ever.
Let's hear a little bit of what Jim said yesterday.
These last few months have been an absolute whirlwind for a kid that grew up in Peoria, Illinois, hitting rocks in our gravel driveway on South Crest Drive with aluminum bat until my family and neighbors couldn't take it anymore. This is the ultimate dream come true.
You know, if I was his neighbor, I think I would, you know, everyone's ping, ping, ping. After a while, you're thinking, would you just cut it out?
Well, if those neighbors, I'm sure they know that he turned into a man that everybody just absolutely loves and reveres, one of the greatest teammates anybody's ever had. That was a constant theme when you were chatting with everyone at the Hall of Fame when the topic of what made Jimmy great, it wasn't the power or the hard work, all the majestic home runs. He actually holds the major league record for the most walk-off home runs in the history of baseball with 13, I think 9 of them with the Tribe. It was the fact that he was the greatest teammate, that he cared about everybody that was around him. And just seeing him and Charlie Manuel again, his old hitting coach, was just so fun to see. And just a wonderful weekend. Your head absolutely on a swivel. You know, this was a record number of Hall of Famers who returned for the ceremonies this year. I think there were 57 or something of that nature. So your head was on a swivel as you were at the various parties or at the Onasaga Hotel. Just, again, baseball cards coming to life in Cooperstown. We couldn't have been more proud of being a part of it for Jim Thome.
You best have the ears open because there's stories that talk baseball players can tell. They tell a tale like no one else, for sure.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. One thing I need to share is we had a party for Jim on Saturday night, and Paul Dolan, the commissioner of baseball, gave a toast, and Paul Dolan gave a toast. And Paul's toast ended with, you know, everybody taking their glass to raise their glass to Jimmy, but he made everybody get into the batting stance and hold out their arm like the bat to the pitcher and tilt their drink just a teeny bit and then raise it to Jim. And everybody, it was just the funniest. Jimmy loved it. He gave a wonderful little talk afterwards. It was a weekend full of smiles, and again, we couldn't be more proud of Big Jim. In mid-August, we'll honor him at the ballpark, so people should think about that the weekend, August 18, when we honor Jim. His plaque will be at Progressive Field, and we'll have a whole lot of fun reliving the weekend and saluting him one more time. And we also had fun saluting Sheldon Oker from the Akron Beacon-Journal, who got in as the J.G. Taylor Spink Award winner, the pinnacle of what a baseball writer's career is all about. He went into the Hall of Fame with Bob Costas. That event was on Saturday, and another special day. So Northeast Ohio, Cleveland area really represented strongly in Cooperstown this weekend.
Bob, did you see some former tribesmen there as well?
Yeah, Jimmy had a number of his teammates' closest friends that he invited to come back. Richie Sexton, Sean Casey, Dave Otto were three. And then he had a couple others from the Phillies and a few others. Mike Hargrove, obviously, invited Charlie Manuel. A number of former Indians that Mark Clark, the guys that were closest to Jimmy in the minor leagues and such that, he'd known from the time that we drafted him as an 18-year-old kid. I made his first appearance at 20, played 27 games for us at the age of 20, and then blossomed into a man that hit the eighth most home runs in baseball history, 612.
The Hall is also a place where players and fans come together to celebrate the game that has no borders, no boundaries, and will forever be defined by its timeless nature. Because even though the cell phone might have replaced the transistor radio, and the iPads are more common now than the sports page, baseball is still played the same way. Between the Lines.
Yep, and he did a great job with that. Okay, we're going to play some more Between the Lines, this time against the Twins, who we've extended our lead on in the Central. Who's going on the mound tonight for the Tribe?
Shane Bieber gets the ball tonight, then Trevor Bauer, then Carlos Carrasco for the three in Minnesota. This weekend, we return home, as I mentioned, seven-game homestand. This weekend is Rock and Blast. Fans that know about Rock and Blast, I'm sure, have their tickets already. But if you don't know, Rock and Blast is, our absolutely most entertaining fireworks show of all. It is our normal awesome fireworks times 100. If you don't have tickets for it, it's sponsored by First Energy. We'll have Sugardale Dollar Dogs on Friday. And pregame party in both Friday and Saturday. Key Bank Kids Fun Day on Sunday. But if you love fireworks, you better not miss Rock and Blast at Progressive Field. So check it out at Indians.com.
Well, 2 months to go. We're ready to put it in gear and just maintain it so that we can get into the postseason and hope for another exciting postseason run this year. Bob, we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, gentlemen. Take care. Have a wonderful week. Go try.
Thank you. It is 729 at WEOL. Bob DiBiase joining us, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli. It's time for our ticket giveaway again. We give away a pair of tickets to an Indians game after our talk with Bobby D. And we've got two tickets for the Tribe and the Twins coming up on August 8th. That's a Wednesday. Two tickets for you if you're calling number three at 322-0930. 322-0930. Call number three, getting the pair of tickets. See the Tribe and the Twins coming up on August 8th, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and...